morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Going to be with you for about 55 minutes today. I'm really trying to get all the new counselors on. They've gotten their feet wet, so to speak. And today is Ron DeSantis, and I can tell you from what, because I don't have a life, so I get to watch it as much as I complain, but I'm at home in my recliner. So I would go to City Hall, but Marchetti won't put recliners in. But anyhow, Rhonda is, well, she had a lot of experience in government before she came, because she worked for Senator Over. But the other piece is this, she comes prepared. And that to me is a key thing for city councilors, is they arrive prepared. Through the years, I've seen people come in, they don't have a clue. They don't know what's on the agenda until they arrive. So, but Rhonda, welcome, and thank you for your service. And I mean that. It's not an easy job. I love the people getting, oh, it's only Tuesday nights, maybe one other night. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah. So what's been the most challenging?
Honestly, the most challenging is keeping up with the calls. You can't take a break. You can't ignore it for a day or two. And just keeping track of the sheer volume of people that have questions or need assistance from the city. That's something that caught me off guard. I wouldn't have realized it would be that high a volume. I mean, I'm happy to do it. I'm glad to do it. I mean, that's why you elect a ward counselor.
Yeah.
But that probably has been the hardest part, is just keeping up with the range of issues and knowing the answers or knowing who to find the answers from. It's a big lift.
Yeah, I don't think people fully grasp what a ward counselor's job is. I mean, it's from, we don't have a bridge. Can you get the bridge fixed? To there's a tree down. Oh, and by the way, the neighbor's dog is running loose.
You pretty much got it all right there.
Yeah.
you know my neighborhood.
They're all the same. I will applaud you, though, if I may. I don't know how much you had to do with it or not. The thing is, the Pex Road Bridge is being fixed. I don't care who's responsible for it. Yeah. God love whoever did it.
I think Ricardo Morales deserves a huge chunk of appreciation for that. It was scheduled to be fixed even before the state closed it.
Yeah.
But it was scheduled to be fixed like within a month after the state closed it. And then when the state closed it, all of a sudden, all the plans had to be redone. All the construction schedules had to be redone, because originally they were going to keep one lane open for traffic.
Made no
sense. And now all of a sudden they've shut the whole thing down, which is going to make replacement much easier. But then they had to, like I said, had to redesign the entire construction timeline. And Ricardo definitely managed to take a deep breath and get it all done. And I'm hoping that by springtime, I'm hoping we don't end up like we did on the other side of town. But you never know.
That all we can do is hope for the best. Yep. And at least it's on the front burner again.
Yes.
I thought it was in the oven for about 3 years. I mean,
we all did.
I live off of Holmes Road on Williams Street. They fixed that bridge in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. The Holmes Road Bridge. Yeah, it couldn't have taken much more than that. They reconstructed that thing lickety split.
Yeah, that was stellar.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all went into a time warp, but
yeah. I will say this, and this is a compliment to all of you, and that is, I am, when I watch it, I see, with few exceptions, collegiality, not personal attacks, not sniping or snide remarks, and I think the people, from what I'm hearing, the people really do appreciate that.
I know it doesn't make for good TV, but it makes for good government.
Yeah, exactly. And what you're doing and how you're doing it, there's discussion. You've been in government a long time. I was in government. I love what they say now. Making the sausage can be messy. And you know, when you have parties on each side and they're not gonna move. Like Congress, but we don't have that with the city council anymore. That's what I applaud you guys for, I guess, the collegiality.
Thank you. I think everybody on the council right now has a lot of respect for their colleagues and understands that we're all there for the same reason. You know, there's no egos there. There's no, certainly no, there's no financial bump, that's for sure. But I think everybody respects each other. Do we get along? We get along, yes. We agree, no. We don't. But we know how to have a discussion and come up with a compromise without having to call each other names.
I think you're exactly, that's exactly correct. That in watching people like yourself, put the sausage together. And I think I applaud the whole council for that. Right now, we can't have this, I'm better than you, or I'm smarter, or any. Right now, we have a lot of major problems in the city to face, in the country. But and I think you guys are approaching it, in my opinion. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you this. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way, no way, represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the Mayor's Office, Peter White in the City Council, and or the people who are riding their bikes on this cold, rainy morning. God love you. But yeah, no. What's been the most rewarding?
Oh boy. Well, it's still early. A lot of the initiatives that I have cooking personally that I wanted to handhold in are just starting to come in. We're just starting to have policy discussions around. Obviously, the beginning of the year was Mayor Marchetti coming in, new administration, then slammed into the budget. And, you know, and then summer break, which wasn't really a break, but it was nice that it quieted down for a little bit. So now is the season for actually any changes you wanted to implement. Now is the time that counselors get to really sit down with the city teams and really figure out a solution. And I've got a couple of things going which are making me feeling very good.
And I just heard this morning, I remember when I was, you know this too, when I was on Capitol Hill, they're not, Washington basically is shut down because they're on a 7 week break through the election season. I mean, I gotta get a job like that. Well, I don't know. I don't want any.
No, you don't want that
No,
job.
no, no, no. I got enough enemies. Just doing this show, you can get enemies. But yeah, I'm glad to hear too that your initiatives. I think, and I don't mean this to disparage your others, disparage, but you've been in government. You know how government works. You bring that expertise, that knowledge to the council, and you understand how things get done.
Within reason. There's always a surprise, but
Yes. Oh, every day. You should be doing a radio show. But the I also think too, I would like your gut opinion on there are a lot of people who are feathers were ruffled, let me just put it that way, about the discussions with the school department budget.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what I guess, but I think at the end, would you have done it a different way?
It was painful and it was ugly and it was messy. But sometimes that's what happens. Like you said, the sausage gets messy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of miscommunication, deliberate or otherwise. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not going to accuse anybody of conspiring. But the school department budget was extremely difficult because the city council was hearing a different message from the community than the school department was.
Right.
And it's very difficult, and I'll tell you, the school department is most of them, all of the members of the school department are some of the smartest people I know. But they, like I said, they weren't hearing the same message that we were, and it made for conflict. And unfortunately, conflict can happen.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it was a minor inconvenience to their budget overall.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
And
Yes, that's my question.
it was worth it because it let them know that look, we're you can't disregard the voices we're hearing from.
Right.
That we have to, even if the dollar amount of the reduction was inconsequential to the overall budget, which it was,
Right.
nobody lost their job because of it. And no child has less services because of it. I think it's the first time in a long time that there's been a pushback
Yeah.
between the school committee and the city council. And it's not that we want conflict for conflict's sake. That's not it at all. It was just that we had to air some of these comments
Yeah.
and feelings that were out there. They needed to see the light of day,
Yeah.
even if it hurt horribly. And
Yeah.
they needed to be aired out and talked about in public. And hopefully, there'll be a lot more understanding between both sides of the argument next year. This Councillor White is taking measures, along with the chairman of the city council, school committee, to help the two committees work better together throughout the year. And to know each other's opinions and positions on things before they get forward. I mean, the school committee has the budget authority. It's their budget, it's not ours. But our job is to approve it. And
Right.
I couldn't, in good conscience, just approve it without
Yeah.
airing all the ugliness that needed to be aired.
I don't question that at all. What I do question is some of the people who have the loudest, and I get them, believe me, I get them all the time. Some of the people who have some of the loudest complaints are not there. It's personal vendettas. That's what I, even against counselors,
Oh, sure.
If I
Absolutely.
in the school committee, and I understand what you guys went through to do it, I guess what I try to understand is both sides. I know it's weird in today's world. You stake your claim and you fall on your sword. And
Right.
I'm too old and I don't have the strength to push it down anymore. I thought, and this is a compliment to you, I thought you did very well in that discussion.
Oh,
I thought you
thank
were
you.
very professional. I think some of your colleagues and our representatives could have kind of toned down a little bit. You know, I know there was some, I sense frustration. I could have been wrong. As my wife is on
Right.
volume 47 of how many times I've been wrong. So, but I just think it, well, hopefully you, I'm sorry. Hopefully Peter and Bill Cameron, who I think hung the moon, Bill Cameron, I
Yeah.
actually, that whole committee, Sarah Hatz, and I can't remember them all. I can't remember where the refrigerator is, but I think their heart's in the right place, and they're trying to do good by all concerned.
Absolutely, they are.
You know, and
Not a
I
doubt.
think any shenanigans afoot. Here's me, Irish
No,
mother.
no. These are some of the most passionate
Oh
educators
yeah.
that I have seen come together. It's the school committee is just as strong right now as I feel the city council is.
Yeah.
The same thing. They have a large group of people who aren't afraid to talk to each other and are really the I honestly, I think the long-term plan for readjusting the school system is, I don't want to say brilliant because that's hyperbole, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
It's
let's not do it. No, I'm sorry. It makes so much sense. Why are we doing it? I mean,
yeah.
let's screw something up so that we can say, hey, we really didn't do anything. One of the, and I'll say, I've said it 100 times. What I see the difference with the school committee and this, under since Jake McCandless, Jake Eberwein,
Yeah.
actually.
Oh.
When they come in with data. They don't come in with knee jerk. Well, we had an incident at PHS, so now we're going to shut the whole school down. Well, no,
Right.
deal with the
Right.
incident, you know. And I applaud both groups. I think in the end, while I think a lot, and I'm not the only one saying this, believe me, I'm just going for my notes.
Yes.
It could have been done differently, but I think everybody learned.
It definitely could have been done differently. And I'm happy with the outcome.
Me too. Yeah.
Would I have been as strong as I was with my initial round of questions? I don't know. I don't know. But at that point in time, in that moment, and that's what everything is living in its moment. There was considerable pressure from the community and from the ward to not to, well, everybody just cut the budget. That's the easy answer.
Yeah.
But it was more than that. It was the priorities aren't, they weren't perceiving the priorities the way they thought they needed to be. And that will be an
Fair.
ongoing thing. That's inherent in the process.
With my peers that are now their grandparents or great grandparents, with my peers. We have to have this conversation at least monthly when we get together
Cool.
over coffee or adult beverages. Listen, it's not the same school situation we were in. So before we're qu quick to jump, let's get the, you know what? These are really weird things. Let's get the facts. We have an attendance
Yes.
problem. Oh, it's the schools department. That's their fault. Really?
Well, send out the
Really?
sheriff, drag them all back in. We
Yeah.
tried that. We tried that. It didn't
Yeah.
work. That's
Yeah.
not respectful to the student or the family. And I'm sorry, but it starts with a level of respect for all parties,
You
especially
and
the
I
kids.
could be on the same boat, but not the other guy that you're with. The
Oh,
guy with a
no.
little. Yeah, the other guy with a little smattering of hair. He thinks he's a big shot, you know. But You're right. And here's the thing with my background, education, in my humble opinion, it's twofold. Education and respect for the individuals all concerned is the only way for some of these kiddos who are having issues, that are having problems with the law, and that will ever see the light of day and be successful. I don't care what kind of education it is. We're finding out Taconic is a gold crown in our
It's beautiful.
yeah, I mean the trades, the people coming out, the money they're making, the careers they're doing. And the same at PHS. But as you know, everybody has their own slant. But my thing is more like, and I got you'll pass out with this. I got called woke the other day.
You did?
My wife says
Wow.
I'm right of Stalin. So for this person
Coming
to,
all the way around the other
well,
way.
I was defending a young person who needed to be defended. They're in a situation in their life that I'm sure they did not want to be in or don't want to be in, but it's life. And we're trying to get people to help. But anyhow, what do you think? And this is kind of a long question. What do you think about taking our civil service divisions out of civil service?
I'm really torn on this. I'm a product of the civil service system.
Me too.
I have a lot of respect for it. It held a very different, it was held in very different context when I started my career than it is now.
Yes,
And
me too.
I think the problem isn't necessarily with the idea of civil service. And the pursuit of civil service, it's the process, the state, and I don't know if all states are like this. I only know our state. But the state process for vetting civil service is broken. It's completely broken, and it's devaluing the servants that come through
Exactly.
it.
Oh, the beautiful answer. No, really, I mean
Yeah.
that. It's a very succinct and very dead on. I mean, I came up through civil service. My father was a firefighter in civil service.
Right.
My wife was a teacher, so but here's the thing. Rhonda, you hit it on the head. It's no longer a functioning bureaucracy.
It is not. And bureaucracy is kind of used as a swear word these days, kind of like woke. But it really shouldn't be. A bureaucracy is a very important institution in the governance of an organization as long as it's not broken. And everything's going to break, everything's going to evolve, but you just got to try to keep up with it.
They never
And
did.
when you
I didn't
know
mean to interrupt.
something, oh, nope,
I didn't
sorry.
mean to step on you. They never stayed up with the times.
No, that's exactly what happened. And in civil service, they just closed the books and let it fly on its own without ever adapting and tweaking to the new realities of the community. And because of that, oh.
I understand the principles. I lived under them for years. But here's the other piece. We can't, as a city, keep affording their incompetence. I mean, when
It
it
directly impacts us.
that's why so many of the like other cities and towns have gotten out of it. I always breaks my heart, and please remember this at budget time, when the chiefs go up there and others and they get, how come you're spending all that money on overtime? Well, I've had five retirements. I got two guys out sick. And I can't get a civil service list for another year.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're barking at the wrong dog here.
Yeah, it's not our local chief's or postmaster or anybody else. It's not
No.
their problem. It's a process problem.
And I thank you for at least having the vision to look at that. Because I know some of your fellow counselors, I've heard, I haven't been told this, I've heard they've dug in and they're going to support civil service. Well, probably you don't want to tell the voters that next time you run, because it does directly affects our budget.
Yeah, it does greatly affect us. And I would really be in a tough position if I had to choose between leaving or staying, because
Right.
obviously my
Yeah, I'm
preference is
the
the
same way.
state fix it. It's kind of like cutting off your nose to spite your face. There's still a lot of value in civil service, and it's
Yeah.
on the servant's end of it, at least.
Well, yes, but I haven't even heard of anyone working on a plan
No.
to update it.
No, it's not even
Like,
on the radar in Boston. No.
no. And there you go. I it's a hard it's one of those to, who I can't maybe it was the one, the only Lou Markham, or as I call him, Father Time. Who we get elected to be on the council to make the hard decisions, you know, and God love Lou, he always did. I mean, you know, sometimes he was a lone voice in the wilderness, but he was that voice.
He was not afraid to stand by his convictions and never wavered. I
Never.
love that about him. He still makes me smile just thinking about him.
I know he's when I was a kid, he was like a few years older than we were, and he was like an idol to us. Oh, really? He was, because
Really?
he was a great athlete. He was a
Yeah.
good guy. You know, I didn't pick on the young kids, you know. So
Yeah.
we're gonna take a break. In case you don't recognize this wonderful lady, her name is Rhonda Sayers. Yes, she has some relationship to some other person with that last name. We
Yeah.
don't talk about that. But all kidding aside, Rhonda is a city councilor, and I'm trying to have all the, well, I have all, I will have all the councilors on, because I think it's important, being Pittsfield Community Radio, Pittsfield Community, you hear from them because they run our community. How about that? We're gonna take a 1 minute break. Thank you so much for please stay tuned, and thank you for tuning in. Be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM. On your radio dial, and you W channel 1301 on PCTV. I have this. I know this really fries some of you. You've let me know. This is my flag. I'm all I'm asking you. Please, please do not desecrate it. You don't have to love it. You don't. But I have friends and I have acquaintances and so many others buried underneath this flag. And at one point in time, when you drive through a cemetery, you see those flags. It's one point in time, every one of those people signed their name on the dotted line to die for that flag. Just saying. We'll be right back. Thanks.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sondrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at berkshiremobilefarmersmarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. This lady you see sitting here, her name is Rhonda Sayers. She is a city councilor, and she's a ward city councilor. And let me just say, there's a big difference, in my humble opinion, between councilors at large and ward councilors. Mm-hmm. No one ever thinks to call, or I shouldn't say no one, very rarely do people think to call councilors at large unless they can't get a hold of their ward councilor. I happen to know from people in that ward, Rhonda's ward, she's very accessible and gets back to people. Don't be shocked. That can happen. But do you ever regret it? You ever regret being on a council?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No, it's an opportunity to learn local policy at a level I've never had before.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm knee deep in it. It's wonderful. It's not easy. I'm not making a whole lot of new friends at times. And there are constituents that will call and I don't get back to them right away. And that's the juggle. That's the circus trick of trying to get it all done. It's a volunteer position essentially, and it's very, very time consuming, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just an adjustment if you're used to having your own time.
Yeah. 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 And you know, the issues are challenging. I don't think there's a whole lot of issues that you face on the council that are quick fixes.
No.
I could be wrong, but I don't see it. Right now, I'm sure, or perhaps I'm misstating, but I know the amount of text, phone calls, and stopped in a Big Y and Price Chopper and the street, Dottie's Coffee Shop, that I've gotten about the trash. And my explanation to, excuse me, to those folks is very simple. For the first time, I believe that everyone has done their best. Is it perfect? No.
Nope.
Nothing in this world is perfect.
Right.
Let's get it up and running, and we can always tweak it. But as long as it's on the table and we're kicking each other back and forth and back and forth, we're never going to actually know. I've been through my career, worked on plans, and then drew the short straw and had to implement them. Right. And the implementation stage is much more difficult than the planning stage. And I have to say this, and I said it once before, and whoa, people kick back. But anyhow, I think Casella, I think the council, I think the administration has done everything humanly possible to at least get us to the stage of implementing.
I agree. I mean, what was it, like 5 years ago, I sat on the Resource Recovery Committee that explored the idea of toters.
Yeah.
And back then it was an option. Yeah. You know, should we do this? This seems easier, more efficient, but should we do it? Or should we do pay as you throw? Or, you know, there were a lot of options on the table. This time when it came around, there was no option. This is how the industry manages waste.
Yes.
Period.
Exactly.
It's not us saying you have to go to toters. It's the entire industry has changed. And if you want to stay in your garbage bags manually picking up, you're going to have to pay a private contractor, and it's going to cost a whole lot more money. I don't want to say Casella's forcing us, because it's not them either. It's their entire industry has modernized.
No matter where you go, you see toters.
And to be honest, the city council is kind of bantering back and forth about what we want to dress up for the Halloween parade.
Trash club.
There is a likelihood that we could all be dressed trash toters.
Well, I see so many people. I say this in loving, and I love Pittsfield. I mean, I could have retired anywhere, my wife and I, but I love Pittsfield. But Pittsfield does not do change well.
No.
And, you know, trash, well, I put a sofa out there. I know.
Right, that's the problem.
That's one of the problems.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can remember as a kid, the garbage, the trash collection, trash guy, would walk behind the house and carry the cans up to the truck.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I applaud the city. I applaud the council. We had to do something.
Yeah.
And will it need to be tweaked? Probably. It's a massive thing.
Yeah. It is. And I think just moving forward and pulling the trigger and finally getting it done. And like you said, making the decision, okay, we're going to do this. We have to do this. But the cost savings with doing this, I mean, it's substantial. We could actually be making money on our recycling right now. It could be an income stream, but we don't recycle at a rate anywhere close to other communities in the Berkshires. We are horrible at recycling, and we really need to work on this. And that is part of the toter thought, that, you know, if you can only got this much space, maybe you'll take a moment, think about what's in there and move it over to the recycling. Because wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a new income stream in the city of Pittsfield for recycling?
Yeah.
It could happen.
The last big go around, we were still at Taconic.
Mm.
And my recommendation was to go to, you know, Greylock or Pittsfield Co-op or Berkshire Bank or the industry there and say, listen, we'd like you to fund this and start with the kids. Because if you think back, then give up smoking.
Yes.
But failed horribly until they brought it to the schools to bring home to the parents. And give kids stickers. It doesn't have to be anything outrageous, especially for kids. Grammar school kids will go home, or elementary school. I'm sorry. That shows you how old I am. Elementary kids will go home and say, hey, let's recycle it. And the parents will learn. I really believe that.
Oh, yes, I do, too. I do, too. I think a lot of people underestimate the power of children. And they forget to listen to them sometimes.
Yeah.
And these human beings are part of our society and have very profound things to say, and we need to listen.
Without question. And the point, too, is that the people will listen. The parents will listen when the kids, if the kid gets a little sticker book and every time they go and can tell the teacher, we recycled this weekend and here's what we recycled. Make it part of the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got some nice support from people back then. But I also got, why are you bringing kids into this? This is not a kid's business. Well, yeah, it is.
It's society. It's their society, too.
I think sometimes there's some people who look at children as little adults, and there's other people who look at 8, 10, 12-year-old kids as little children. And there you go.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't want to steal childhood from kids and have them grow up and bear responsibility within their community at a time when they're supposed to be playing dodgeball. You know, I don't want to do that either. But they have a lot to say.
Yes, they do.
And if they learn while they're younger that people respect their opinion, they're more likely to grow up to be people actively involved. You know?
You're 100% correct. Mm-hmm. You're 100% correct. And I sometimes, because of my background and listening to these kids in a penitentiary at 17, 16, but then you say, wait a minute, yeah, they did horrible things, but how did they get here?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't come out of the womb with a gun or a knife or whatever. Right. So a topic for another day.
That is a profound topic, actually. Yeah.
I still think of, I have notes that I kept when I interviewed every one of them. I still see areas in greater society that can be tuned up to address those issues much better than they are. We'd rather go with this.
Because it's scary to even admit that it exists.
Yeah.
The problem itself is so terrifying that we don't want to see it.
No.
And that's normal. That's psychology. Our brains are protecting us from ourselves. We just have to learn to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. And not confrontational.
No.
But willing to say, this is an issue. We have to address it.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you, before I go, I want to tell you a book that I'm reading. It's called Anxious Generation.
Okay.
It's number one on the New York Times best-selling list. I'll tell you, it will touch your heart, it will touch your soul, and it will also frighten you about if we don't do some corrective action.
I have so many toys on here, I can't find it.
Those are Sean's. Don't disrupt them.
That is my little.
Oh,
My little Ruth Bader Ginsburg toys.
Oh wow! Oh yeah. Well, she was an icon.
Absolutely. But what I was looking for is there is a book, it sounds very similar, that I read that's on my shelf somewhere called The Prozac Nation.
Oh,
same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and the damnation of these things. Ugh. But what do you think? What are, before we run out of time, what do you think the three most challenging things this city's going to face over the next couple of years?
Money, money, and money. It's, I hate to say it because, but we have some tremendous opportunity in front of us.
Yeah.
With some projects that are really going to change the face of our community. But it's going to require spending money. And that's a terrifying thing to do.
Yes. Yep.
And so it's, how does everybody come together and find that comfort sweet point of spending that acknowledges and meets the need, but doesn't overburden the homeowner or the taxpayer? Yeah, I mean, there are people just don't spend, stop spending money. Well, that doesn't work either. Then we,
if we stop spending money, next time it snows, don't worry about it. Just plow your way through.
It'll melt in a couple of days. But so I think that's the biggest challenge, is everybody coming together without an angry mob on one side or the other.
Yeah.
And figuring out how much of these projects can we actually do, and at what level would they best benefit us?
Yes.
For the cost, you know, where can we maximize the potential of these projects without going overburdening the taxpayer? And that's what's important. And so I say it's money, money, money. It's, which is communication, which is revenue, which is budgets, which is, you know, everything, economic development, all of those things.
But one of the things that I learned in government when I was there is change is very, there's a lot of resistance to any change.
Sure. And
the famous, and I'm sure you've heard this, the famous quote from government, we've always done it that way. And I think we're at a stage in our city, in this country. I mean, I heard today, I can't remember the exact numbers of what we're spending a week on the payment of the debt.
It's staggering. I don't know.
We just can't. But here's the other piece. Now, here's one, and I don't mean to catch you flat-footed on this. I really don't. But it just jumped into my mind, and if you're not careful, it'll jump back out. A lot of people have approached me about the money being spent on Wakona Park.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one to swallow. I think there is a Wakona Park project out there that can satisfy all sides of the argument. I get it. I wouldn't want to spend $20, $30 million of taxpayer money on a ballpark. Right now, we're at a $10 million gap. And I truly, honestly believe that the community, foundations, grants, I believe that can be solved.
Okay.
And I have total respect for the mayor coming out from day one and saying, look, this is what the city's going to spend, period.
Right.
No more.
Right.
No more.
Right.
Make it here's
make
your dollar
work.
Figure. Make it work.
Yeah.
And that is a fantastic idea. But the thought of getting a venue that can, it's kind of like what the high schools used to be back in the days when you could go into the high schools 24 hours a day. But having a venue where community can come together around many different things.
Right.
We don't have a place where people can gather in large crowds.
Right.
We don't have that. And that's an important part of society. It's important that we interact with each other. I think COVID taught us more than anything that living in isolation is not healthy.
No.
And we all need to have these opportunities for social interaction throughout the community. And I strongly believe that Wakona Park can be that. Well, hello, Frosty. Somebody let my dog in. Want to say hi? No? Okay. I truly believe that we as a society need more interaction, and we need more opportunity for interaction. Between COVID and cell phones, we don't know how to be human beings anymore.
No, no.
And,
you're exactly right.
And something like Wakona Park, now granted, it's not going to solve the world, but it's economic development wise, people are going to want to move here. They want an active society. They want to live in a community that
exactly
gives them options to be out, especially in the Berkshires. Nobody wants to be inside.
I know. You know? I guess the one thing that at least some of my peers, because we grew up, we played football there, we did baseball. What is this? Before they put a gazillion dollars into the stadium itself, the real historic piece, clean up the flooding. It's still flooding.
Well, that is part of the process. They're flooding mitigation for the field itself. That isn't being addressed right now. That's going to be have to be a separate issue. I think it was wise of the committee going through this to identify the stages of the project and how to go at it. And right now, the plan is to mitigate the flooding in the parking lots and in the stadium area itself. Will you ever get rid of the flooding 100%? Of course not. It's in a floodplain.
That's why you're not old enough to remember, because but there was a guy by the name of Benny Hebert.
Oh, yes.
He was the parks commissioner.
Okay.
And he lived in the Springside house and maintained it, painted it, did all kinds of things. His family lived there. That was part of the perk of the job.
And, founder.
Anyhow, he was a great guy. He won at one point in time, wanted to move it up behind North Junior High, and you would have access from Springside, Crane, what's the other one where Berkshire Hills is? Benedict Road.
Benedict. Yeah.
Yep. And North Street.
Okay.
And they would have it ready? East to west. So you didn't have to have sun delays but that didn't fly. But there's still all that land that doesn't have all the inherent problems.
Right.
And I could be wrong. And I probably am, but I understand it. Mm-hmm. The only really historical thing is the stadium.
Oh, not even. The stadium that is failing right now was parts were actually done in the 50s. They don't even qualify.
Oh, wow.
There is very, very little. The concept of Wakona Park,
right?
The location of Wakona Park, all that is historical. But the structure itself, where I guess there's been some discussion with Mass Historical Society as to whether or not that even qualifies as a historic structure.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So a lot of people don't realize that the stadium was completely rebuilt. Excuse me if I got the year wrong, but it was sometime in the 50s, if I remember right. Unfortunately, the historic stadium seating is already gone.
Wow. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's a humongous amount, but that's just me. I grew up on Wakona Street, as we used to call it. I just
It's a tough pill to swallow. I understand.
I hope it works out for the best. I just think with all the other infrastructure things and I hear what you're saying, it could be a draw. Mm-hmm. But I hope as they're doing this, they're also planning what they're going to do with it, not let it sit for out of the year.
I think one of the important things to think about when you're thinking of Wakona Park is, oh my God, but we got to build a school.
Yeah.
Well, in the world of government, we have these silos and everything has to fit in a perfect little peg.
That's right.
And you can't take money that you're going to use on the roads and spend it on the schools. And it's the bureaucracy and it's the way it was designed. Certain monies are meant for certain things. And even if you didn't do that project, it doesn't mean that money would be available to be moved over here.
And as Matt Kerwood has tried to tell people on the city council and everywhere else, when the government gives you money, there's more strings on that than there is on a balloon. So, I want to thank you for taking the time. It's always, I find it refreshing talking with you. And I mean that sincerely, because you're a straight shooter, and boy, we need more of those today. I got a couple of announcements, then we'll have to run. But I wanted to say that. Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's the motorcycles. It's a veteran situation. That's going to be September the 29th. So you will have missed that one. And I'm sorry, I should have read that earlier, but this is the one that's near and dear to my heart, really near and dear to my heart. Jake Gallagher Foundation fundraiser, Jamming for Jake. Jake was an Air Force sergeant that was killed when his Osprey crashed off the coast of Japan. He's a local kiddo, and there's a big turnout. There's a coffee shop in Jake's Java on Route 7 in Lanesboro. But this is a concert, and they're going to have a Jamming for Jake, Black Dog, Rev Tour Band, Whiskey Treaty, Roadshow, and Misty Blues. They've asked me not to come, and please, if I do, don't sing. I don't know what that's about. I took it very personally. You can get tickets. 413-997-4444 or www.berkshiretheatergroup.org. It's coming right up. It's October the 5th at 7:30. It's a Colonial. We all run a little short at times, but he had when he was killed, I think his youngest baby was nine days old. And
baby.
Yeah. So it's a tough road to hoe for the family and everybody. Also, I do want to say, too, that when you think of criticizing, I guess this is just me. I'm just burned out on negativity. So when you think of criticizing somebody for something they're doing, try to walk a mile in their shoes. Figure it out. I applaud Rhonda for saying about Peter, the mayor, Peter Marchetti. He's doing the best he can. If you think he can do better, put your name in the ring. God bless. Take care of each other. Why? Think about it. Each other. That's all that we have. If you want to do something nice today, make somebody smile. Rhonda, you are the best, and thanks for taking care of the half ball guy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you and this show. I love it.
Thank you so much. You guys are great. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Absolutely.
Thanks, Rhonda.